LeBron James's Promise Project has brought together more than 30 local partners to help renovate a home and a lawn of one of the deserving Wheels of Education students and her family. And it's the TV show called Rehab Addict, starring Nicole Curtis on HGTV. And one of the local partners in this is Luxury Heating and Air Conditioning out of Elyria. And Paul Samick joins us this morning. Good morning, Paul. How did this cooperation come about? How is it that Luxury was able to be a part of this program?
Well, whenever LeBron had built his house in Bath, Jack Plass, who was a local contractor out of Grafton, he basically ran the entire project, and we were brought on board to install the HVAC for that. I mean, we call it a house, but it's more of a commercial property than anything. So LeBron he actually works for LeBron directly now, maintaining his properties, and has gotten heavily involved with the foundation to the effect that whenever they were talking about doing this project with the Rehab Addict, they were getting all local Akron contractors, but when it came to the HVAC requirements, Jack had contacted my dad and asked if we would be interested, knowing that we were trying to get involved in the communities as much as we can. So it's kind of interesting because they even had a little bit of a question as far as, they were looking for local Akron contractors, and it was kind of cool when Jack said, Luxury is part of LeBron's team. So we got on board with it, and kind of got involved as much as we could. So that's kind of how, the roots of it were from whenever LeBron had built his house and the relationship that we built from there.
Well, obviously the job well done the first time, because obviously, like anything in your business, it's all about word of mouth many times, right? Recommendations. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you do your best on every single job. Just, you don't expect these kinds of opportunities to come about, but we want to make sure everybody's pleased with our product and our results. So
talk, a little bit about how does this work, especially when it's built around a TV show. It's one thing to go into a property and have to put in the HVAC and do that, following whatever contractors. How does that work when it's put together for a television show? What inside information or details could you give us on that? Anything?
It's a lot. Our installers and our techs had a lot of patience, for sure, because it was, every time they start working and then all of a sudden they want to shoot a certain segment, it has to be completely silent in the house, or they have to be off-site if they're focusing on another area inside the house. So it's a lot of, you get into a rhythm while you're working, and then everybody has to pretty much take a time out, step aside. And then, so the scheduling or the efficiency on the installation is a little bit different than a typical job. But it's something that everybody, within our team was excited to participate in, just because, it's obviously a very unique experience. But what was kind of interesting too is, with Nicole on the show, you see, I don't know if you've ever watched the Rehab Addict. I mean, I was always assuming that she did everything for the camera, and then, her crew would basically do everything. She's very hands-on.
I was going to say, she thought you probably turned it over to the muscle. She's a petite woman, isn't she? I mean,
she's tiny, but she's a very hard worker, and she's very hands-on. It was very impressive.
Hey, Paul, so we'll see a number of your crew members on screen. I'll get some FaceTime.
We're hoping so. They're airing it in segments, and they're focusing on a different portion of the remodel in each episode. So the first one was more on the kitchen. So we're hoping that we're going to get some highlights throughout the project or throughout the episodes.
We're talking today with Paul Samick from Luxury Heating and Air Conditioning. I guess they installed a Mitsubishi ductless split system and high efficiency Train heat pump. What can you tell us about those units and how they work?
Well, the house is, it's an older home. It had forced air, so it had duct work, but it was heating only. So the furnace was actually relatively new, but the house never had air conditioning. And so the family made a wish list of, from the beginning, once they were chosen for the episode or for the project, when the foundation selected them, they put together the wish list. And because they never had air conditioning in the house, it was, that was one of their biggest things that the foundation wanted to tackle. So the first floor, the second floor has ductwork or had ductwork. So we added the Train air conditioning system retrofitted with the existing furnace. That way, the first floor, second floor would be cooling as well as heating. But the third floor was a room that was, it was finished, but it was seldom used because there was no ductwork up there, so there was very minimal heat. You know, it was basically all residual. So we, rather than trying to lose space by adding ductwork to the third floor, Mitsubishi has a very, very unique and efficient product with these ductless systems that, it, you know, we just have one unit mounted on the wall that will do the heating and the cooling. There's an outdoor unit that works in conjunction with it, but it's a very, very efficient type of system, so that way we don't have to, you know, again, put in ductwork that we have to soffit around and all that. So that, you know, so we got the cooling on the first floor, second floor, and the third floor, so every room is functional.
Paul, you mentioned how this project, your involvement with this project, kind of grew out of that foundation, that relationship you had established with LeBron James. Can you just tell us a little bit about his complex there in the Akron area? I know a lot of people probably haven't seen it, haven't been there. What's it like?
For his own home?
Yes.
It's a... You know, whenever we, that was like one of the first things that I was, you know, fortunate enough when I graduated from college that, you know, it was kind of odd that we do so many custom homes, you know, in some very large homes that, you know, that's very much our expertise. And then when my father and our general manager brought me in and they were saying, okay, we need to figure out these cooling loads, looking at this blueprint, because there's a dance floor in the basement and there's a bowling alley, they're thinking, okay, you're around his age. How many people are going to be in this space or how many people are going to be in that space that we can, you know, because it was such a unique situation. So it was a very tastefully done project, but it's very much, it caters to a younger family. It's got everything on the property that I think, anyone that's interested in sports and entertaining would ever be interested in, for sure.
When they talk about a compound, that almost seems like what it is. You know, there's probably like a living mm-hmm. area, a play area, that kind of a thing, a social area, almost like the White House where you have the special rooms, you know, and then the other part that the public has the friends to see or whatever. But that must make it a lot for heating and air conditioning, because anybody who just has a house with more than four rooms wonders, why is that one room always cold and why is this one hot? But obviously there's things out there that can adjust to that. Just a little bit of tip. We're into the winter season. Any good advice you can give for people who are, with their furnace, just so that they can make sure they get through the winter?
The easiest do-it-yourself type thing would definitely be changing your filter. I mean, a lot of times people, it's so easy to forget, and we have so many service calls that the technician gets out there because the system isn't heating or the furnace is completely down, and the filter's completely plugged solid, and that could have saved. A service call and a headache and having to take off work. So changing filters, I know it's kind of redundant, but it's something that is still very much overlooked. Last winter took a beating on a lot of furnaces and a lot of air handlers that, you know, having a professional tune up on the system, regardless of the age of the furnace or the air handlers, it's very important, especially as we're going into a winter that's supposed to mirror last winter. So if it's a do-it-yourself thing, I mean, the filter is very important, but having a professional tune-up is certainly critical.
And many times the maintenance for the nominal fee that you're paying for it obviously pays off, as opposed to anything when something's not working, and nobody likes to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and think, why is it cold in this house? It's so, so quiet.
Right. And it's never on a convenient day. I think the highest number of service calls that we get after hours are on like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day. It's always when it's like 5 degrees outside. It doesn't go when, the furnace doesn't shut down when it's 30. It always shuts down on the coldest day, which can become quite a challenge.
Exactly. And that's when you have to kind of be tactful enough to say, we'd love to be there right away, but there's 10 other people in front of you and we're doing the best that we can.
Right.
Our guest today, Paul Samick with Luxury Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks for sharing the time. And again, people can check out the HGTV show Rehab Addict with Nicole Curtis. And then with the special LeBron episodes, they air tonight at 9 o'clock and again on the 11th, 18th. As well, and then also on New Year's Day. Paul, thanks for sharing the time and for your good work. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.